He's Hat Man Chris Corum. I'm Pit Boss Ron Morton. We are live at the Moose's Lodge, and we're going to get to Daniel's call and Andrew's call here in just a minute. But first, we want to welcome a special guest, Scott Hart, the director of General Moose International. Scott, welcome to the Food City Lead Lab.
Hey, Ron and Chris, thank you. It's great to be with you here. I'm up in Chicago, but you're coming across loud and clear, and it's a great day to be an American, great day to be a moose.
Amen. We are just static here. We've determined that out here at the Moose's Lodge, we've got herd immunity.
Herd immunity, absolutely.
Yeah. You guys are the only ones with that.
It's exclusive. And just so you know, Scott, we got a live moose in the studio that we prompt occasionally. Yeah. You got that, Sam? You got our live moose there on hand? That's it.
We're pulling out all the stops.
My car just went into Ron. My car just went into gear. I'm driving south right now towards that moose call.
All right, man, come on down. I think a bar opens here shortly. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the Moose and the Moose International. It's a fraternal organization. It goes back to the 1800s, and you know, it's an area where guys can get together socially that are like-minded, like you said, American patriots, hang out in a safe environment. But it's really much more than that. You guys have got Moose care for children and teens at Moose Heart. You've got Moose retirement communities. Talk to us a little bit about the Moose and how you got involved with it and what you guys kind of stand for and what you're all about.
Sure. You know, the Oak Ridge Lodge right there, 1316 and 1400 lodges across the United States and Canada, all have that component of community service. So we want to be involved in the local community, doing good things, helping, whether that's sponsoring youth sports, being in there to feed the hungry, helping, doing fundraisers for family in need right there in the community. So we really want to be the heart of the community, but we also take care of elderly Moose members down in Jacksonville, Florida. So there's a 75-acre campus there that we care for over 300 senior citizens. And then Moose Heart, which is really the heart of the Moose. And you asked how I came to Moose Heart. My wife, Christy, and I actually graduated from college and came to Moose Heart at the age of 22 years old as house parents for 11 little girls, kindergarten, first and second grade. And been with the organization for 29 years now. And over that time, went back, got some more education, and moved my way up to CEO of the organization. But it's a great family-friendly organization that, you know, as you talk about, NASCAR fans, Moose members, they're right at lock and step. They got that shift going just perfectly into the corner together that, you know, we believe in the American way, American values, hardworking members who just want to serve and do good in their communities and take care of at-risk kids at Moose Heart that, you know what, without the Moose wouldn't have that potential to go to college to be a part of ROTC. We have a vocational program at Moose Heart. So it's a 1,000-acre campus. Over 200 children come there from all across the United States. And they're able to be cared for in a residential setting. So houses with a mom and dad, basically like a foster parent, who live there with the kids. It's year-round. Recreation facilities, fully accredited K-12 school. And again, they have ROTC, vocational training, academic training, recreational. It's a gorgeous place and a great mission for the organization.
Well, I'll tell you, Scott, Chris Corum here. Great to talk to you, and it's an honor to be at the Moose Lodge, number 1316 here in Oak Ridge. And just sitting in, Daniel's one of our sponsors, and he's a pilgrim, right, Daniel? And he was showing me the Tennessee house up there, and I'll tell you, I had no idea what the Moose Lodge, I guess, stood for and all that you guys have done, especially for Daniel. Was telling me one of the most humbling experiences was taking the girls up there from Tennessee and placing them in a much better situation than they were, and just the impact that'll have on a young person's life. I just you know, God bless you guys for everything that I've learned this morning that you guys do.
It's a great mission, and to know that we're helping children right there from Tennessee or coming up 40 miles west of Chicago and getting cared for, getting the help that they need again, so that they can have a chance just like every other child does. And it's a great mission, and you're part of the Moose, man. You should feel proud about what you do.
Well, we want to welcome you to the sport of NASCAR. Part of the reason that we're here today is we're celebrating your partnership with Ross Chastain. We're going to have Ross on in the 11 o'clock hour. We called him yesterday and was able to record that live. We're going to bring that back to you in the 11 o'clock hour and talk to him. And he actually talks about going to Moose Heart and how he was sold on that once he went to Moose Heart and he saw what it was about. So I really feel like, you know, a lot of people just don't understand what you guys do. I mean, what's the number one myth that you want to bust about the Moose's Lodge?
The number one myth, I think a lot of times people, like you said, they just don't know what's inside those four walls. They drive by, they see the name, and they think, yeah, I'm not really sure what it is. So I think there is that air of unknown of what a fraternal organization is. But once people step inside and they meet and they say, hey, you know what? Daniel's just like me. He's out there working hard the American way and wants to make life better for others. So I think, you know, one of the biggest things we struggle with, Ron and Chris, is just people knowing what the Moose is about and that, you know what, we have this greater mission. We're not just get together to have a drink together, which is a great aspect. You want to come down to the lodge and watch a NASCAR race on the big screens and enjoy a little friendly competition as you kind of, you know, watch your driver and root him on. It's a great thing to have Ross as being able to be a primary sponsor on Ross so that, you know, people come down to the lodge and they're able to join together and say, hey, man, that's our driver, that's our car, and have some pride in that. So I think it's just getting the word out that, you know, the Moose is much more than just Oak Ridge, Tennessee, right? It's a mission that impacts children and families across the entire globe, really.
Well, been 1,600 lodges, I think, close to that around the U.S. Also, I think lodges in Canadian provinces as well. So, I mean, there's generally a Moose's Lodge pretty close to wherever you might be.
That is true. I mean, we're right down the street. The Tennessee Moose Association is a very strong Moose Association. Like you said, they sponsor the Tennessee House at Moose Heart and take care of kids right there. And so they'll come up at Christmas time and take the children out shopping for Christmas presents, order them pizza year-round, make sure they got birthday presents and that, you know, just special cards. So it's much more than just, hey, that sign on a building. There's people in there that have a heartbeat to do good for others. And again, you couldn't ask for a greater organization. At 22 years old, my wife, Christy, and I had no idea what we were stepping into, but we have been so blessed by stepping into the Moose fraternity and saying, you know what, we want to help others. And, you know, you can never be repaid enough to say what you've been given back by watching those children grow up, watching the smiles on the seniors' face at Moose Haven when they realize they don't have any more cares in the world, and being out in the community and helping feed families that are hungry and that are down on their luck. And we know that's a big thing during this pandemic. A lot of people are down on their luck. We want America to know that the Moose is right there standing behind them.
We're talking to Scott Hart. He's the Director General of Moose International. And Scott, we're a little short on time, so we're going to have to leave it there. But I want to give you a challenge. I'm going to leave you with a challenge. When we get into Ross Chastain running the Moose name on his car, you need to make sure that all your lodges have watermelons in them, because if he goes to win, y'all need to be doing some watermelon smashing in the Moose's Lodge.
Hey, we bought several dozen at Moose Heart. The Moose Heart kids are all ready to smash watermelons. We'll be racing several races up here in August, so stay tuned. Watch the track for the Moose fraternity car. Thank you.
All right, man. We appreciate you being on with us. We appreciate what you do for your community and for the kids definitely in need. You have a great day, and thanks for hosting us.
All right. Thank you. God bless.
All right. God bless you. That's Scott Hart, Director of General Moose International. That's where we're at. We're at the Lodge 1360 in Oak Ridge.